Look, it's a fantastic experience. You know, it's, you know, a lot of eyes have been on this test, and you know, the hype going around it. So you know, it's been a good experience. Hopefully, you know, well, there definitely are a few more games coming up in international cricket. So you know, hopefully it works out for whoever gets to play those games.
Well, he couldn't have been given a better person to bat with. Wonderful innings from Alastair Cook.
You know, he definitely showed me a masterclass, and or gave me a masterclass in batting. You know, to how to be as disciplined as you possibly can be. And you know, he didn't change his game plan the whole game. You know, he stuck to the same shots the whole way through, and you know, he just didn't make a mistake. And I think that just shows you what you need to do to be successful at Test cricket.
Now, you came in pretty difficult circumstances on the first day. The lights were on, ball moving around, new ball was coming. Must be pretty pleased with the way you got through that.
I did. It swung, you know, the second new ball. You know, when you're sitting around all day watching two guys just rack it up, and you're sort of sitting there going, oh no, I'm going to be banging on the lights here with a new ball. You know, and it happened. Unfortunately, I was lucky enough to get through that. But, you know, it was a good experience. It was a good test. It was something different. And it was, yeah, it was exciting at the same time. You know, it was nice to get through a tough patch and or a tough period in the game, and, you know, to show the boys and to show everyone else that you know, what talent you've got and that you can play at this level.
Have you been a bit disappointed not to score more runs in that South African series in your first two tests?
It's, you know, I sort of pride myself when it is tough to find a way of getting through. You know, and played a bad shot in the second test at Manchester when I was set, and you know, and it was the best time to bat, and you know, I felt I missed out there. You know, and at the same at the Oval, you know, obviously one innings we had to push it on a little bit, and the first innings got a good ball, but you know, it's more the last innings at Manchester where it was turning a bit. You know, I really enjoy those conditions and putting yourself under pressure and seeing how you come through. Definitely not happy that I've just got 65, you know, especially with the way the wicket was playing. You know, it's you know, the second innings that I've got out just before a break, so I was extremely disappointed when I got out. You know, I thought I had a, you know, if I continued to play well, I could have scored 100 there. And you know, so you know, you live and you learn. One lapse of concentration and pushed it one a bit hard, and you're sitting back in the pavilion. And I think that's what Test cricket's all about. If you make one mistake, you pay for it. We've got the runs on the board. You know, if we have a crazy hour, we take three or four wickets. You know, we could easily bowl them out for 300 and put them under more pressure. And hopefully, we can manage to declare in the second innings when the lights are on, and hopefully get them three or four down overnight.
David, just really, what was it like to score your first Test match 50? What was going through your head when you reached the milestone?
Relief, to be honest. You know, I felt in a lot of pressure. I didn't know when the last game was going to be, and you know, especially after really not scoring any runs really against South Africa, even though I felt pretty good. You know, I felt under a lot of pressure. So you know, to get that 50 and to give myself a little bit of breathing space, and you know, to show that I, not only to everyone else, but to prove to myself that I can play here and I do potentially belong. You know, obviously you need to back it up. You need to, you know, if I play the next two tests, you know, to score as many runs as I can and to show that I can do it and back it up.